news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A high in the upper 80s yesterday, maybe not as warm today. Details coming up with Dr. Bill in just 30 seconds. Right now, 64. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, eastbound I-10 between Broad and Virginia, they're moving an accident out of the roadway. Also, we've got another one at Government and Catherine. Both of those are going to be without injuries. As you've got the fog still right where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect, no major backups or delays. The Red versus Blue South Alabama football spring game is this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Land People's Stadium. The spring game's free and open to the public. You can get pictures and autograph down on the field right after the game. For more info, call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
3-4. 707 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along, Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and you at 343-0106. That's our text line. And Dalton, thank you. Dalton's done the, well, I would say deep dive, maybe shallow dive. I just, after the black hole story from yesterday, I'm a person that feels like I understand no more. I'm fascinated by this stuff, fascinated by space, but I realize I know just enough to know that I don't know anything. It gets like some general sense ideas, but when they start talking about how the black hole, to use it in Sullivanese, eats light. I understand that, but then they said it eats data too. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I don't get that. They start talking about the size of the black hole compared to our sun.
Six billion times the size of the sun.
Ooh. It's just in the scope of things is mind-blowing. But with that picture yesterday, that telescope picture of the black hole, there, I said, guaranteed within minutes there'll be conspiracy theories that was made up. That's just what the internet does. And you Googled quickly, and
yeah. So I found the best place on the website for conspiracy theories, and that's on Reddit, of course.
Yes.
And there is one person who put up a post that's pretty lengthy. He lays out his case, but he basically says, in conclusion, one, we still don't know if black holes exist, and two, this image is false. It's fabricated, he says about the image from yesterday. My favorite, though, is somebody saying, guess, again, we'll just have to take NASA's word for it. And another says that it's actually just a ultra-close image of a magnet that they took.
Oh, okay. And my question is, now, do I think you should trust everything your government says? Absolutely not. But if you're telling me that the entirety of NASA is all in on the same, all these scientists from other agencies are all working together to make up the fact that they took a picture of something and like photoshopped it in and said this is a black hole, and they have a big press conference, and there are hundreds if not thousands of people involved in this, and they're all keeping a secret that it's a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
You better check yourself. I just say that's better, because you can't get three people to keep a secret in the world. So you're going to get thousands of people to keep a secret that it's not really a black hole. Come on.
Destroy the evidence, Jim. We've faked it. Now we're going live with it.
There it is. All right. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is FM Talk 106.5. Also, today we got our update. The texter yesterday said, hey, it's National Siblings Day. And we talked siblings today, National Pet Day.
Oh.
Do you have more pets than siblings?
I do. Yeah.
I have less pets than siblings.
Yeah, you got a lot of siblings.
Yeah, step and half.
I've got the one sibling, and I have three pets.
Three pets, and those are?
I've got two dogs. One, my Boston Terrier, who I've had for 8 years.
Murphy, what's up?
Got a rescue dog, and my wife, she likes lizards. So we got a
bearded
dragon, which fits perfectly with the Game of Thrones coming back this weekend.
What does a bearded dragon look like? Does it look like a iguana or what?
It looks like a dragon, a very miniature dragon.
Like a miniature dragon?
Yes.
It like flies around with the skin wings and all that?
It'd be awesome if it flew. It flies across its cage after crickets. That's what it does. But yeah, they are the coolest, I think, of the reptiles. Coolest looking, I would say. But still, it still freaks me out to pick him up.
Two dogs, one bearded dragon.
Two dogs and one bearded dragon. And the two dogs, even though they're much bigger than the bearded dragon, completely terrified. Completely terrified of him.
Smart dogs. Smart dogs. Yeah, we got the two dogs, two little dogs, and the one big dog. The elderly member of the family, dog family, the old German short hair, my girl, Hessa, and then the two Cavapoos.
Mm-hmm. See, we don't even joke around. We both have our favorite dogs.
Yeah.
We've got our favorites.
The little dogs, I dig the little dogs sometimes. They've grown on me, but I kind of stand with the one that's been around the lot. I dance with the one who brung me, and the German short hair, who will be 13 in July. She was born on July 4th.
Awesome. America's dog.
I was born on July 5th. No wonder I love the dog, right? All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, hit us up. Send us a picture of your pets and how many you got. Do you have more pets than siblings? Let us know on the text line, 343-0106. We'll check in with News 5 next. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A toddler's death is being investigated as a homicide in Pensacola. Deputies responded to the Aqua Porter Apartments Wednesday afternoon. A 2-year-old boy was found dead inside a van. When the child was found, the temperature outside was about 84 degrees. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a public hearing next week on a bill that would eliminate concealed carry permits. The legislation would allow gun owners in Alabama to carry a concealed handgun in public without a special permit. Republican Senator Gerald Allen of Tuscaloosa is sponsoring the bill. A job fair is happening today at Fort Whiting in Mobile. Veterans will get priority service with doors opening for vets at 9 this morning. The job fair is open to the public beginning at 11. And Walmart is investing $69 million to upgrade stores in Alabama. Two stores in Mobile will be remodeled, one on South University, the other on Schillinger Road. In Baldwin County, the Bay Minette Walmart will see the upgrades. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last 2 decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
Calling all veterans, first responders, and their families. The Veterans Recovery Resources Outpatient Clinic is now open at 1156 Spring Hill Avenue in Midtown Mobile. Serving military families in Southwest Alabama, the clinic offers an alternate choice in healthcare for veterans by veterans. Primary medical care, physical therapy, occupational therapy, individual, group, and family counseling. We understand veterans because we are veterans. Visit vetrecover.org to make an appointment.
The Tampa Bay Rays, the hottest team in the major leagues right now. The NHL playoffs have begun, and the NBA playoff matchups are officially set. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars rallied but fell short to number 5 ranked Mississippi State 7-5 last night. The Bulldogs were led by first baseman Tanner Allen with 3 hits and 5 RBIs. South Alabama's Wells Davis hit a 2-run homer in the 8th to bring the Jags within 2 runs, but the Bulldogs took care of business, handing the Jags their 2nd loss in a row. South will be back in action tomorrow night when they begin a 3-game road series at the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. The South Alabama softball team lost at home last night to rival Troy University 3-2. Troy scored all 3 of their runs in the 3rd inning, and the Jags scored 2 in the 7th, but the rally fell short. USA Softball has now lost 6 in a row. They begin a 3-game series at Georgia State tomorrow afternoon. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears took an early 3-0 lead over Mississippi, but they ended up falling 9-4 to the Braves in the series opener. Tonight, game two of the five-game series in Mississippi. That's set to begin at 6:15. A few scores from the major leagues. Pittsburgh defeated the Cubs 5-2. Washington crushed Philadelphia 15-1. St. Louis Cardinals won their fourth in a row, 7-2 over the L.A. Dodgers. Tampa Bay improved to 10-3 this year with a 9-1 win over the White Sox. And Jose Altuve hit two home runs, with Houston defeating the New York Yankees 8-6. The NBA regular season ended last night, and the playoffs are now officially set. It begins with four games on Saturday and four more on Sunday. In the Eastern Conference, number one seed Milwaukee will face 8-seed Detroit. Number two seed Toronto will take on number 7-seed Orlando. 3-seed Philadelphia will play number 6-seed Brooklyn. And number 4-seed Boston will play their best of seven series against number 5-seed Indiana. In the Western Conference, two-time defending champion and number 1-seed Golden State will begin their title defense with a series against the 8-seeded LA Clippers. Denver is the number 2-seed. They'll take on number 7-seed San Antonio. 3-seed Portland will play 6-seed Oklahoma City. And 4-seed Houston will face number 5-seed Utah. The NHL playoffs began last night with the number 8 seed in the Eastern Conference, the Columbus Blue Jackets, rallying from 3 goals down to score 4 in a row and shock number 1 overall seed Tampa Bay with a 4-3 game 1 win.
Werenski looks it over, around the clock, Panarin, and now Jones with a shot. He scores! Columbus has climbed that mountain and now they're at the top with 5:55 left. They have a 4-3 lead.
Lightning currently the best team in the NHL. They tied an NHL record with 62 wins in the regular season and are still heavy favorites in the first-round series. The New York Islanders beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in overtime 4-3. The St. Louis Blues went on the road and beat division rival Winnipeg 2-1 in Winnipeg. The Dallas Stars upset the Nashville Predators in Nashville 3-2. And the San Jose Sharks scored 3 in the second period to beat Vegas 5-2. Tonight, 3 series get started with Boston hosting Toronto at 6, Washington hosts Carolina at 6:30, and the Calgary Flames host the Colorado Avalanche with puck drop set for 9 p.m. In golf, the 2019 Masters begins today in Augusta, Georgia. Rory McIlroy, the hottest golfer on tour currently, he comes into the major as the favorite to win with 8-1 odds. Dustin Johnson is right behind him at 10-1, followed by Tiger Woods, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and University of Alabama's Justin Thomas. Defending 2018 Masters champion Patrick Reed is a long shot right now at 75-1 odds, while Pensacola's Bubba Watson currently ranked in the middle of the pack at 40-1. It's 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwell. And that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Under the old tax code, if you rode your bike to work regularly and you were reimbursed for up to $20 a month from your employer, that perk was exempt from income taxes. Well, the new tax law put the brakes on that. Another tax perk for a fringe benefit, moving expenses, changed under the tax law, too. Before, taxpayers who qualified could deduct expenses for moving. That deduction is gone unless you're a member of the military on active duty and move pursuant to a military order. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with the free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm, with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning for the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center. Still have some fog, a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m., but not affecting too much traffic across the Bayway. You'll see I-10 from Daphne to Malbus. Heavier fog there, also along 98 from Daphne to Fairhope, as they're wrapping up an accident eastbound I-10 between Broad and Virginia Street. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Speaking of my buddy Bill and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, I would love to get his take on how the grounds crew at Augusta National makes it to where all the azaleas are blooming. No matter the weather changes, we have cold winters, we have mild winters, we have these different weather patterns. But when it comes Masters time and the TV cameras show up there at Augusta, there everything is blooming. It's backside off.
They are always ready. I guess there was a story from Augusta.com early April 1st, so about 10 days ago, and they say azaleas should be in full bloom for the Masters Tournament. So they plant it.
They command them to be in full bloom.
And grow right now. It's probably because you're not allowed to wear a backwards hat at the Masters.
Do you think that's why?
And you're also not allowed to have your cell phone on you. That's probably their strict rules and discipline is why they make it look so beautiful out there.
Well, you brings up a whole... Remember we had that list last year? What, like 10 things that you're... I know the cell phone and no background. Not having your cell phone, I think there are more Americans that will be physically challenged to step on to the step on the course area, Augusta National, without a cell phone. You'll see people patting their pockets and touching and trying to feel out, where's my phone? Where's my phone? Mm-hmm. Where's my phone? Oh, it's in the truck. All right, that starts pre-plays right now.
Oh, yeah, first round starting. Actually, they might be on the course right now. I need to check that out. But, yeah, the biggest tournament in America starting today.
All right, and I know you're watching the coverage and you want to hear an in-depth dive and discussion on Sundays here, Southern Fairways Golf. They're always talking golf, but this weekend, obviously, it's going to be Masters, Masters, and Masters.
Oh, yeah, big-time Masters discussion on Southern Fairways Sunday morning at 11. And then Monday night, we're going to drag one of them onto Sports Night. So Randy Bergen's going to come on with us to recap the final of the Masters.
All right, very good. We'll be talking about that in sports coming up in just a little bit with Dalton Plus. Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us this hour for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Rob Holbert coming up in hour number three. We'll talk with him. And a big thank you to the folks out at Battleship Memorial Park, and a big thank you to, hate to have to do this, but to Tom Claxton. I'm happy to thank Cal Walters. But Tom just inflates his ego. Thank you, the Scuttlebutt Boys, for making me part of that yesterday, doing the live show from the fantail of the USS Alabama, General Cobb, Rhonda Davis, the whole crew out there. I love Battleship Memorial Park, and that was the first time I ever did a radio show there at all, let alone live from the Fantail. That was, it took the van up there.
Yeah, and I was going to say the pictures that you took were magnificent. Very, very awesome pictures of the van up there on the battleship. And the sound from the sound quality from on top of the deck, I could hear the seagulls and I could hear Tom.
Yes. Don't know which one was screeching more. You hear me, Tom? I'm just picking fights. All right. Also mentioned it was that National Pet Day. A lot of texts coming in. Jace says, because I said yesterday was National Siblings Day, today is National Pet Day. Jay says, I'm the oldest, so Sibling Day and Pet Day are basically the same thing. Ooh, man. Our buddy Crypto Marine said, I have 5 siblings. I have 2 dogs, now 3 cats, 22 chickens, 3 rabbits, 1 goose, 2 ducks, 5 quail, and a guinea pig.
Holy cow. Crypto. That's awesome.
Wow. And that for some reason, I've been interested lately in guinea pigs. I don't know why, because I think they're just they're funny looking critters. I think they're
late at the Crypto compound.
No, and you have some of those roosters that don't even shut up after daylight. They just keep crowing all through the day because they got nothing else to do. But yeah, so you can send in pictures here. We just were asking, you know, when we found out it was National Pet Day, we were texted earlier about that. We said, hey, yesterday was National Siblings Day. Do you have more siblings than pets? Or do you have more pets than siblings? Mm-hmm. You definitely are more pets than siblings.
Yeah, more pets than siblings.
I have more siblings than pets.
Got the 2 dogs and a lizard in my house. Lizard sometimes goes missing, so sometimes we only have 2 pets, but we normally find him. And only got the 1 brother, and he has no time for pets because he's in the Air Force, so no pets for him yet.
That's right. Well, and we also, I failed to mention one of our pets, so I'm going to be in trouble here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to make up for it on Twitter. The fish.
That's right.
We have added the fish to the family because the 3 dogs were not enough. We added the fish to the mix.
What'd you get, a goldfish? Beta fish?
Beta. Yeah, the kids, we got the beta. His name, my son named him Gary, and my wife said, Finis. So the fish is named Gary Finis.
That's awesome.
Welcome to our house. All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. Yesterday, more testimony from Attorney General William Barr, and a big one went on for a while here, but the spying part of this is what has caught so much attention. And yesterday, the question was coming up about whether William Barr, what Attorney General Barr, thought there was spying occurring during the campaign against the Trump administration. And we come back from the break, we'll talk more about that, get you the audio of his reaction to being asked if there was spying. Barr raised a lot of eyebrows yesterday, and he says spying did occur. Now, one of the things he said, he's looking into whether the FBI spied on the Trump campaign when he was pushed on whether it was the FBI. He said it could have been another intelligence group or some other entity. He didn't exactly point the finger at the FBI. He said it could have been, but it could have been somebody else.
Do you remember the laughs that people had at the president and the when he said that his phones were tapped?
Mm-hmm.
When he said that they were listening?
Well, yeah, because he used the wrong term or something like that.
He did do that, but everyone thought it was just completely ridiculous, and he was coming from nowhere with that. Forgetting that the president knows a lot more than the general Americans.
We're gonna play the reaction from Attorney General Barr, and he's the person, like Dalton said earlier, that has actually thumbed through the Mueller report. What does he know? What should we know? We'll talk about that. Dr. Bill joins us. We'll talk about some weather here in the work week and the weekend ahead, and also we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is rushed to the hospital and into surgery after being stabbed in Pensacola. The victim was found near Dunwoody and Dean Drive just before 9 last night. Police have not identified a suspect or a motive for the stabbing. 3 Okaloosa County School District employees accused of abusing autistic students have been formally charged with child abuse and neglect. The defendants, teachers at Silver Sand School in Fort Walton Beach, are accused of locking autistic students in a bathroom with the lights off as a punishment. punishment. The women are also accused of blowing a whistle in the ear of a child who wore earphones to protect himself from loud noises. A bill that would stop efforts to outlaw plastic bags is moving through the Alabama State House. It would prohibit local governments from banning the use of plastic bags, foam cups, and other single-use bags and containers. And the Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a public hearing next week on a bill that would eliminate concealed carry permits. The legislation would allow gun owners in Alabama to carry a concealed handgun in public without a special permit. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Court. WikiLeaks founder arrested. Asylum was withdrawn for Julian Assange. He was taken away from the Ecuadorian embassy in London this morning by British police. Assange now faces extradition to the U.S.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
Generally, you loved or hated WikiLeaks, depending on what was being leaked. That was candidate Donald Trump in 2016 praising the daily dose of email disclosures that proved embarrassing to the Clinton campaign and Democratic Party. Intelligence officials say those hacks were carried out by Russian operatives. But Julian Assange is wanted in the United States for disclosing military intelligence related to the war on terror. And it seems extradition to the U.S. was the one thing he feared most during his asylum. Bob Costantini, Washington.
WikiLeaks has published thousands of classified U.S. military and diplomatic cables under the banner of freedom of the press. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. UniCredit says the six-month extension to Brexit is unlikely to solve the overall impasse and opens up the possibility of a new general election in the UK, which would increase political uncertainty. But the bank says the extension does reduce the immediate risk of a plunge in Britain's currency. A majority of Fed officials last month believed that economic conditions would likely warrant keeping the Fed's benchmark policy unchanged for the rest of this year. Several officials said their view could shift in either direction based on incoming data. Facebook says it's rolling out a wide range of updates aimed at combating the spread of false and harmful information on the social media site. The updates will limit the visibility of links found to be significantly more prominent on Facebook than across the web as a whole. The company's also expanding its fact-checking program with outside expert sources to vet videos and other material posted on Facebook. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
I want to get into a discussion of the weather ahead, but let's look in the rear view for a second because during the news break, Dalton and I were talking to Don. Now we're talking to you as well about the Masters getting kicked off today. And it seems like the azaleas always in perfect full beauty and bloom at the same time every year. And we all know living here that some years our azaleas are earlier, some years they're later. I mean, there's a range of, you know, depending on what the winter had been when we get azaleas, right? And we had the azaleas come out early this year.
That's right. And but yeah, you're right. It's amazing. They're always in the perfect bloom at the time of the golf tournament. It's amazing.
They command them. They command them, yes, to do that. All right. Let's talk about our weather here at home and the weather. The big story nationally is this. They're calling it a bomb cyclone again, Dr. Bill, and a weather maker for the northern tier of the country.
Yeah, it's a big storm system that rapidly developed, an explosive development, and it's tracking across the northern plains and on up into the Great Lakes and staying way far away from us. However, there's a trailing cold front that will produce some showers and thunderstorms across portions of Mississippi and Alabama in the next 24 to 36 hours. But here along the Gulf Coast, we have a nice day today, 82, 83 degrees, mostly sunny. Got up to 87 yesterday, the warmest so far this year. Tonight, too, likely see some fog develop. The wind is out of the south. We're getting more moisture in the air, so areas of dense fog are possible tomorrow morning. And then for Friday, it'll be partly cloudy, and the temperatures again in the lower 80s. Now, the weekend presents a bit of a problem because another storm is going to form, this time in Texas. It'll track up into Arkansas Saturday night and Sunday morning. And that's going to produce numerous showers and thunderstorms across the south. Saturday, we can look for mostly cloudy skies. It will be breezy. We'll see a few showers develop, especially in the afternoon. High will be around 80 degrees. But then Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms develop, and the chances for rain are very, very good for Saturday night. And that should occur mainly after dark. And then on Sunday morning, so from midnight on through daybreak, we'll see numerous showers and thunderstorms, some possibly in a form of a line of thunderstorms coming in around daybreak, and that will precede a cold front. So that front should move through in the morning, and we'll actually see a clearing in the afternoon. So looks like perhaps maybe even half of Sunday we will get some sunshine. But during the night, Saturday night into Sunday morning, a few of those thunderstorms could become severe. And that's a very good possibility up through central Alabama. But here along the coast, there is a chance that we could see a few of those strong thunderstorms.
Now, with those strong thunderstorms, obviously, we're talking about the rain. We're talking about the lightning. What about, do you think, tornadoes? Or is that, I mean, because I hear that's an issue already. They're looking at that for central and northern Alabama. Already, National Weather Service had talked about that. What about down here?
I hear mostly straight-line winds from these thunderstorms. We don't expect a tornado outbreak. There's always that slight chance that it could happen, but it looks like it's more of an event up through the central portions of Alabama.
All right, Dr. Bill, and we will check back with you soon. And coming up tomorrow, weekend weather scale, and I'm wondering about a little bit of Saturday and a little bit of Sunday may make up for the bad Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Yeah, and by the way, we're going to cool off a bit early next week because it looks like Sunday night we get down into the mid-40s.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Like, so way colder than it was in February.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking in. All right. Thanks, Dr. Bill. We'll talk soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Hey, coming up in just a couple minutes, Captain Bobby joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Sounds like Saturday early will be good for that, so we'll talk to Bobby about that. Also, in hour number three, Rob Hobart from Land Yap joins us, talking annexation and a whole bunch more what's out in the new issue of Land Yap.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community.
But most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Theodore Dawes and Helton Road. They've got an accident without injury. Still there at Government and South Catherine. As traffic flow looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway, watch your speed northbound 65. If you're traveling from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, you'll see heavier traffic and some delays along Moffett Road and Mary G. Montgomery High School. Be patient. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Add to this, so we were talking yesterday when we were out at Battleship Memorial Park, about the servicemen coming back for a reunion. Those sailors that were on the Alabama during World War II, they will be out there this weekend.
That is so cool.
It's amazing. They're going to be, and they've got, I was talking to General Cobb, she said, you know, pictures of in the past, those men sitting at their, like, one of them was a machine gunner on the deck there, and sitting in the seat that he sat in back in 43, 44. Just amazing to see that. That's going on this weekend as we continue to honor the greatest generation, and there are so few of them every day. And this story out of Fort Worth is all about that. Robert T. McDaniel, the last member of the all-black elite military crew from Fort Worth that fought during World War II, has died at age 96. Robert Tenerson McDaniel of Mertens, Texas. And why is he of interest to us back here at home? Number one, part of the greatest generation. But he was a son, father, husband, gentleman, Tuskegee Airman. So he is, looks like the last member of the Tuskegee Airmen from Fort Worth. Has died at age 96. So the greatest generation, smaller and smaller number every year.
But what a great event coming up that they get who's left and have them meet there at the battleship. And you know what a great resource to have right here in Mobile. I mean, not only because you have a World War II battleship sitting right there where we can all see it when we cross the Bayway or the Causeway, but also the park that surrounds it. And they've got all that aircraft there and
monuments honoring so many of from the different wars and those Alabamians that were they gave the ultimate sacrifice.
I love it, and it was so cool that you got to take the van up there yesterday. And on top of that, I mean, we got some great pictures of the FM Talk van.
Yeah, y'all
on
check
top
those
of
out.
The battleship.
We got them on our Facebook
and Twitter.
All right, y'all check it out. Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5 and at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. All right. Yesterday, Attorney General William Barr, more testimony, second day of that, to talk about whether the White House had seen Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative report. He refused to say whether they had or not. Under pointed questioning from Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, who asked Attorney General Barr if he agreed with the special counsel that there were difficult issues of law and fact as he considered whether President Trump obstructed justice, the Attorney General repeatedly refused to answer that question. Van Hollen said, "Did Bob Mueller support your conclusion? I don't know whether Bob Mueller supported my conclusion," Barr shot back. So it went on back and forth like that. Then it goes into a discussion of spying. Attorney General Barr raised eyebrows yesterday for sure when he suggested that he thought spying on the Trump campaign may have occurred in the course of the government's counterintelligence investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Attorney General William Barr says he does believe that spying occurred. Listen to this. This is from yesterday's testimony.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, well, I guess you could, I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
It's going to be very interesting going forward on that. Talk about that more coming up next hour. 7:44, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 3rd, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A toddler's death is being investigated as a homicide in Pensacola. Deputies responded to the Aqua Porter Apartments Wednesday afternoon. A two-year-old boy was found dead inside a van. When the child was found, the temperature outside was about 84 degrees. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a public hearing next week on a bill that would eliminate concealed carry permits. The legislation would allow gun owners in Alabama to carry a concealed handgun in public without a special permit. Republican Senator Gerald Allen of Tuscaloosa is sponsoring the bill. A job fair is happening today at Fort Whiting in Mobile. Veterans will get priority service with doors opening for vets at 9 this morning. The job fair is open to the public beginning at 11. And Walmart is investing $69 million to upgrade stores in Alabama. Two stores in Mobile will be remodeled, one on South University, the other on Schillinger Road. In Baldwin County, the Bay Minette Walmart will see the upgrades. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Tampa Bay, the hottest team in the major leagues. The NHL playoffs have begun, and the NBA playoff matchups are now officially set. 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars rallied but fell short to number 5 ranked Mississippi State 7-5 last night. The Bulldogs were led by first baseman and former UMS Wright Bulldog Tanner Allen. He had 3 hits and 5 RBIs. South Alabama's Wells Davis hit a 2-run homer in the 8th to bring the Jags within 2 runs, but the Bulldogs took care of business, handing the Jags their second loss in a row. South will be back in action tomorrow night when they begin a 3-game road series at the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. The South Alabama softball team lost at home last night to rival Troy University 3-2. Troy scored all 3 of their runs in the 3rd inning, and the Jags scored 2 in the 7th, but the rally fell short. USA softball has now lost 6 games in a row. They begin a 3-game series at Georgia State tomorrow afternoon. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears took an early 3-0 lead over Mississippi, but they ended up falling 9-4 to the Braves in the series opener. Tonight, game 2 of the 5-game series in Mississippi. It's set to begin at 6:15. A few scores from the majors last night. Pittsburgh defeated the Cubs 5-2. Washington crushed Philadelphia 15-1. The St. Louis Cardinals won their 4th game in a row 7-2 over the LA Dodgers. Tampa Bay improved to 10-3 this year with a 9-1 win over the White Sox. And Jose Altuve hit 2 home runs, with Houston defeating the New York Yankees 8-6. The NBA regular season ended last night, and the playoffs are now set. It begins with four games on Saturday and four more on Sunday. In the Eastern Conference, number one seed Milwaukee will face number eight seed Detroit. Two seed Toronto will take on seven seed Orlando. Number three seed Philadelphia will play number six seed Brooklyn. And four seed Boston will play their best of seven series against number five seed Indiana. In the Western Conference, two-time defending champion and number one seed Golden State will begin their title defense with a series against the number eight seed LA Clippers. Denver is the number two seed. They'll take on seven seed San Antonio. Number three seed Portland will play number six seed Oklahoma City. And number four seed Houston will face five seed Utah. The NHL playoffs started with a bang last night. The number eight seed in the Eastern Conference, the Columbus Blue Jackets, rallied from three goals down to score four in a row and shocked number one overall seed Tampa Bay with a 4-3 game one win.
Werenski looks it over, around the clock, Panarin, and now Jones with a shot. He scores! Columbus has climbed that mountain, and now they're at the top. With 5:55 left, they have a 4-3 lead.
Seth Jones with the game winner there for Columbus. The Lightning tied an NHL record with 62 wins in the regular season and are still heavy favorites in the first round series. The New York Islanders beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in overtime 4-3. The St. Louis Blues went on the road and beat division rival Winnipeg 2-1 in Winnipeg. The Dallas Stars upset the Nashville Predators in Nashville 3-2. And the San Jose Sharks scored three in the second period to beat Vegas 5-2. Tonight, three series get started with Boston hosting Toronto at 6, Washington hosts Carolina at 6:30, and the Calgary Flames host the Colorado Avalanche with puck drop set for 9 p.m. In golf, the 2019 Masters begins today in Augusta. The first group teed off 20 minutes ago, exactly. Rory McIlroy is the hottest golfer on tour right now. He comes into the major as the favorite to win with 8-1 odds. Dustin Johnson is right behind him at 10-1, followed by Tiger Woods, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and Justin Thomas. Defending 2018 Masters champion Patrick Reed is a long shot right now at 75-1 odds, while Pensacola's Bubba Watson currently ranked right around the middle of the pack at 40-1. It's 7:51 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Oh, by the way, too, Donnie on the text line says on the how the azaleas are timed perfectly for blooming. So they have a series, I guess, at Augusta National, a series of hot and cold, and those are in quotes there, so probably warm and cool, a hot and cold irrigation that runs under the azaleas to trick them into whether to bloom. So it obviously would affect the soil temperature, which is what it's all about, that and length of day for these plants. And he said also one year they used ice to delay the blooming.
Oh, hey. Genius is there at Augusta.
There you go. All right, 7:52. Be right back. Captain Bobby's coming up.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm, with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
show.
Good morning, everyone. For the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, again, Theodore Dawes in Helton. They've got an accident to moving out of the roadway. Traffic flow looks good so far. Fairhope and Daphne. Heavy traffic, though, from 31 and 181 right by the Eastern Shore Center. But the Bayway and the Causeway running smooth. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Come with a $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. With military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Right, it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Averscato, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They are just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. If you're getting the gear you need to head to the woods this weekend for some turkey hunting, man, they have a fantastic selection of turkey hunting gear and the best selection of fishing equipment in town, because they've got the gear that catches fish right here. The lures that catch fish, the lures that Captain Bobby uses. Go by and ask Chip for those when you go by McCoy Outdoor Company. Captain Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
Good. Obviously not as good as you.
You hit the nail on the head talking about McCoy's, too. And the good thing about it is they can help you make the right selection, because you go in there and it's like me and you at Christmas, you know, Christmas morning. So you go like, oh, God, what? You know, and, of course, I'm going to take a little bit of everything. But
did we lose him?
Up with the right stuff.
Well, yeah, that's a nice thing. Instead of looking through acres and acres of things that work in, you know, in Maine or New York or California, they got the stuff that you're catching fish on right here along the northern Gulf Coast, and it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing this morning. Not fishing, you're catching.
Oh, my gosh. The last couple of days have just been absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, it's a year, the water clarity, you know, the tide cycle we're on and all of that right now, but it's really been good, and the beauty of it has been so good to where you can, and we've probably talked about this before, I know we have, where you can actually play the wind, you know, so, you know, based on the wind direction, you can fish, you know, up the bay, around the island, or like today, we had some southeast or east, so we moved down in the sound, which is a great wind down here, but everywhere that I've been, it's been, you know, this time of year, it's been a popping cork deal with a live shrimp or a live shrimp or a voodoo shrimp on, which of course they carry there at McCoy's, and the popping corks, and a good thing about it, really particularly in the last few days, and I think it's because the weather temperature, the water temperature has stabilized more, is these fish are really acting more like spawning school type fish right now. We're catching, you know, when I hit one fish, it translates to a bunch of fish.
Okay,
you
know, and yeah, so, and tell people how that. Let's stop for a second here, because that part, you know, people hear, okay, I know what Captain Bobby's using. He's using these rattle corks and popping corks. He's using shrimp or shrimp imitation. But we always talk about you're drifting, finding fish, and then catching them. Describe that process.
Well, what you want to do is, again, when I talk about playing the wind, you want to get upwind from where you think your target's going to be. A lot of times they'll give them, like today has just been great. We've seen a lot of fish slicks today, the same way yesterday. But you want to get upwind from that, making a long cast to them. And then when a cork goes under, even if you miss a fish, when a cork goes under, you want to figure out some way to stop the boat upwind, somewhere about upwind to where you've gotten the bite, and set up on them, because they're spawning fish and gathering these big schools. A lot of males mixed in with some bigger females, and when they start doing that, they really eat like crazy, you know. So the most important thing is you've got to get set up upwind or somewhere near upwind of where you found the fish. It's so hard to try and fish these things, you know, into the wind or even across the wind, especially when you got like a 15-knot wind like we're having this morning. It's so hard to fish those. So one of the keys is you got to really figure out how to get to them from upwind.
Yeah, and those fish slicks, once again, when y'all see the fish slick, that's where the fish were. You got to look up, like you're saying, upwind, that's where they are. And you talk about being ready to stop, you know, what do you do? Do you have a anchor ready? Do you have a pole ready? What do you use?
Back in the old days, I had anchors, and I got power poles on my boat right now, which are just magic for this kind of fishing. I mean, they're just, you have to have something like this. But, you know, a spear, like a metal spear, will work fine. If I use an anchor, I would recommend using a little light anchor, because it's kind of on the move fishing. You don't want to be pulling a big, heavy 20-pound Navy anchor every time you stop.
That's right.
Because it's going to be a lot of stop-and-go fishing. So you get you a little light anchor if you don't have a power pole or a spear, and just have that ready and just ease it over the side, tie it off short. And when the school kind of plays out, you want to drift again, just pull it up and hang it off the side of the boat.
All right, Captain Bobby, tell folks how they can go fishing with you, how they get a trip booked.
That's A-teamfishing.com is the easiest way, and I got some cool stuff up there from the last couple weeks. Want to check some of that video out if you get stuck in the office, like you.
Yeah, that's where I live. I live my life through your videos. So post up some more, please, all right?
All right.
All right, Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. Get back to catching. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. You too, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go say hello to Dubby and Chip and the whole crew there, Steven, and tell them I sent you. And make sure you get the gear that is catching right now. That's what Captain Bobby's using. That's what they're stocking at McCoy Outdoor Company. Talk more about springtime inshore fishing on this weekend's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. That show airs at 7 on Saturday mornings with Mike Ward and me. So y'all tune in. Check it out. All right. Hour number 3 on the way. Rob Holbert joins us next hour. Plus, lots to talk about with you.